Well, what's your thoughts on tonight's game?
Another really good workout. Kyle Benedictus, 90 minutes. And the pleasing thing for me, one is, I'll touch wood on this, is it looks like we've come through it with no injuries. There's a couple of knocks, but it's pre-season. They've got blisters, they've got wee knocks in their heel and their toes. That's what happens in pre-season, but they get through that tonight and they look really energetic after working very hard. Play tough game on Saturday, recovery Sunday, training really hard session yesterday, and coming into tonight's game, they worked really hard and the players got the rewards for their efforts. And I think the basis of tonight was real hard work. There's quality players in that team, we know that, but when we get them working hard, you get them going after teams, then if they can get the ball back that quick, we've got players at the top end of the pitch, it'll hurt teams.
I think that probably showed when Rhys Breen lost the ball in his own half, won it back again, and then drove on Barahara.
Yep, so it's a goal. Yeah, and look at, isn't there anything tactically that we're not trying to say we're implementing these fancy ideas or anything like that? It's just, and it's not a, I'm not going back over last season because I've never seen enough of it. Albeit I've watched a lot of it in video, but we've just come in and tried to do our beliefs. It's first and foremost, you work really, really hard and you get the ball back, and when you do that, then you've got to believe in yourself, and you put that into training. As I say, they worked really hard yesterday on a session that was kind of, we picked the bones out of the Cove game a little bit, and we're a bit wasteful at times at Cove, and a wee bit tonight, not as much, but we had chances where you're thinking, on be more ruthless, and we'll keep asking that. We want to be ruthless, whether that's in our own half, like Rhys there, winning the ball back and going and playing, or at the top end of the pitch, we're greedy to get goals, and it's been very pleasing, but like we're 2 weeks into the job, so it's still pre-season, and still got to keep working hard, but I'm really pleased for them, because They put the work in and the effort. As I say, yesterday's session was tough on them, and for them to come tonight and work really hard, it was good.
And you obviously scored more goals tonight, but they were spread around a bit as well. So as well as Kevin and Lewis scoring again, you had others that took the chances as well.
Yeah, delighted for Mullerfenton as well, his first touch coming on the pitch, and great goal that one. I'll need to see it back. I'm saying great, maybe I'm exaggerating because I'm a wee bit excited, but for the boy. But no, good bit of playing, and we get it down and a composed finish. But again, the academy kids that come on were fantastic, so that's credit to the academy as well. And we want that at the football club. It's really important. It's something that we're looking to build on, the great work that's getting done in the academy, and to see them out there, it was great. And seamlessly they fit in. Why? Because they're working hard every day alongside these senior players, and you've got senior players like Kyle Benedictus, and had Craig White and into that, Chris Hamilton, although he's still young, but he plays like a senior player and he talks to the younger ones like a senior player. So no, it's fantastic to see that, and I like it when the younger ones are on and they're energetic, they're enthusiastic, and they deserve that, and it's good to see that. So no, but look, it's early. And we're back to work tomorrow again.
Yeah, and then obviously another clean sheet, which is
never got enough for him. Like that's, and for Dennis, it's great. He didn't have too much to do, but what he had to do, he done it very good, or very well, very comfortable in what he had to do. So no, pleased for him again, in the back four. But the clean sheet comes to the front. And you've seen it, the amount of times we nicked the ball at the top end of the pitch, like Saturday as well. So plenty of energy in the team, plenty of legs in the team, but plenty of enthusiasm to go and get after the ball. And again, I'll just keep saying it, you strip it back to basics, and why do you win that, or why are we so comfortable tonight? It's because we worked really, really hard to go and get the ball back, and that's what we pride ourselves on. And by doing that, we believe we'll be a success.
And you've obviously got another 2 pre-season friendlies to go, so build on your the confidence and the fitness.
See how they are tomorrow. We go to Steny on Saturday, and the ones that need minutes will get minutes, and we might come off a couple. We'll see how they are. But training for the rest of the week will be tough, so that's a pleasing thing as well. We've not seen them fresh yet in a game. We've not went into a game fresh, so that's pleasing that And that for them to realise that they can work really hard the 2 days before a game, playing a Saturday, work really hard the 2 days before a game, and then go in and work like that in a game, that gives them confidence, but it also gives them it's a work ethic that we want to carry with us. Every time we turn up, it'll no be a day every day. We know that we're going to hit bumps in the road. There's going to be bad days, but if we can keep the work ethic really high, then I think we'll minimise those bad days.
Good. Okay.